Evening, councillors. Lovely sunny evening now to be joining us here for the AHC committee. I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting this evening, and hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failure to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I'd remind members for their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call or for the duration of the discussion on that item, and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on, before speaking. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via IM feature so that we are aware of this as an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. So, first item on tonight's agenda is apologies.
I have one from Janine Hill.
Okay, thank you. Any others? No? Okay. On my own chairperson's remarks then, can I offer myself as the chair of this committee and Councillor Casey as the deputy chair and all committee members our sympathies to Donna Starkey, who would have been member staff here, taking our meetings on the death of her daddy, Paddy Smith, yesterday. So our thoughts and prayers are with Donna and her family at this very sad time. Can I also, congratulate the Down Minor ladies on winning the Ulster Bronze title over the weekend. Congratulations to Clark, who won the Harry Clark Cup on Easter Monday after a swimming final against Ballinacrosse. Can I also say a massive congratulations and well done to all of our artisan markets across the district. They're celebrating their fourth anniversaries, many of them, and I have to say the Warren Point one was just amazing, and the weather and all was on our side at the time as well. So well done to all those in organising that. And a massive well done to organise the fundraising efforts for the Get Cane Milligan Home campaign. And you can donate through a Just Giving link on social media if you would like, and that it's for a great cause. And also well done to the 8 Men Cycling Suicide Down to Zero Length of Ireland Cycle for 2022. They started in Cork on Monday, and the cycles to Donegal, and the funds were for Suicide Down to Zero as well, which was very, very welcome. And on a wee personal note as well, I'd like to congratulate a local Burn lady, Katrina McGee, who has won a silver and bronze in the show jumping competition in the Ireland Special Olympics. And Marie's just something else. So I'll give the details, Sarah, to yourself of her name and address. Maybe we could send her a wee letter. Congratulations, Sarah. Thank you very much. So back then, on to our committee, and have we any declarations of interest? Nope. Okay. Sarah, can we move on then to item 3 on the action sheet, and that's arising from our Active and Healthy Committee held on the 21st of March 2022. Any councillors looking in on the action sheet? Okay, Councillor Lewis.
Thank you. It was just to get an update on the works that's going on at the football pitches on the old Belfast Road in Dundrum. There's supposed to be a report brought this month, but it's just to get a sort of gradual, a general update there, please.
Paul?
Thank you, Chair. If I can get a bit of an update to come to you directly, councillors, and, you know, maybe touch base with you tomorrow, is that okay?
Yes, that's okay. Thank you.
Okay. Can I ask Owen, is there an update, particularly maybe on behalf of Councillor Lewis as well, on the DFIBS motion?
Thanks, Chair. Yes, I've following from last one, so I've met with Fergal McKinney, who's the Chief Executive of the British Heart Foundation here. Now, on the issue of them providing funding for, you know, DFIB provision, obviously as a charity, that they wouldn't have the ability to do that, but they're very keen to get involved with us in some sort of partnership work, whether or not we could look at the possibility of financial call for defibrillator provision. They've also, he was advising me, they have a new software app that's in its late stage of development called Reviver. We could get in a promotional initiative with them to promote that. That also includes 15 minutes of CPR training to make people that they're capable and competent. Don't know how confident, but competent to do CPR training. So I'd propose, if that's okay, to bring a paper back to a future committee as to how we can get involved in some joint work with the British Heart Foundation.
Thank you, Owen, for that. Any other councillors looking on our, in on our action sheets? If not, I'm happy to move on then to have a proposer and seconder. Thank you, Councillor Sharvin. I'll be the seconder, and Councillor Lewis, thank you very much for that. Notice of motion then is item 4 on tonight's agenda on child poverty. This motion has been read and put in the record for from our council meeting at the beginning of the month, and so it doesn't need to be read, but Councillor McMurray, if you want to read it out, it's no problem, but it doesn't have to be this evening.
Oh, thank you, Chair. No, I'm content that it is it's there as is. Chair, listen, I suppose really the reason for bringing this motion is essentially child poverty affects us all. It should be unacceptable that any child grows up in poverty. Poverty means children missing out on opportunities that others have. It means families struggling to afford basics like food, uniforms and bills. And it means increased stress and anxiety for children and their families. Children who grow up in poverty are far more likely to struggle with their development, schooling, health and well-being. That is a profound impact on the struggle a child has in life and has knock-on effects for their families or communities and our society. The root cause of poverty is lack of money. We can fix this by supporting parents with work, helping families with the cost of living and strengthening our social security system. By taking action in each of these areas, governments can loosen the grip of poverty on children. What are the realities of this? Well, poverty in Northern Ireland is further compounded by the fact that those in the lowest incomes are required to spend a higher proportion of their income, nearly a third, on household necessities, for example, food and energy, essentially. Across Northern Ireland, it is forecasted to see the biggest rise of destitution amongst households, a 67% increase, bringing the total number of households in the destitution up to 25,000. And with this manifestation, it manifests itself through a greater reliance on food banks, as well as an increasing difficulty, as is becoming apparent, by individuals who find it difficult in a transition away from said food banks. Coupled with this, we have seen the biggest fall in value of the basic rate of benefits in 50 years, and I think that government must act in order that the benefits actually keep up with inflation. This council should, on meeting the minister, see that there is the development of a child payment scheme to protect children in already vulnerable circumstances, and we would urge the Northern Ireland Assembly to provide a per child weekly payment for any family with children in receipt of free school meals, and for preschool age children in low income households. The efforts undertaken during COVID-19 to sustain the availability of free school meals assistance have set a precedent and should enable associated logistics and identification of eligible families with school age children. A failure to protect children from existing and forthcoming difficulties would be unforgivable and be likely to have the deep and lasting socio-economic effects. Again, some of this would be proposed to the minister that as yet unallocated $300 million in funding be allocated for this purpose. Chair, just in conclusion, really, I welcome the recommendations made in the officer's report. I'm happy to propose said report, and I want to thank the officer for this. COVID has shown what can be done and achieved through collaborative inter-agency working. Indeed, this is continuing to be utilised by this council in relation to our response to the war and military aggression being shown towards Ukraine by President Putin. With both these points in mind, I just want to clarify that I'm asking for a review. This is from a position not of critique or failure within council, more is from a point of continual reflection or to improve upon what this council and its officers have been doing. I'm also very aware that some of the changes needed are very much on the macro level and cannot be initiated by council alone. All that said, where there is an opportunity to work with the department, the government department and voluntary sector organisations, and there is a willingness there, I think, then this, I hope this motion will give direction to the council in order to act to the maximum of its remit. And I'm happy to propose said paper, but I'm aware it might need a second or so. Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Alan Lewis has come in to second that proposal. Is there any other councillors indicating they want to speak on this side? No? Okay. Can I thank Councillor McMurray for bringing that motion to the council and the officer's report? Oh, sorry. Councillor McAvoy, didn't see you there. Sorry.
Oh, you're fine. Sorry, my computer seems to be a bit in the go. So, yes, no, just Sinn Féin's happy to support Councillor McMurray's motion. I know Roisin had seconded it initially, so no, we're more than happy to support. Thank you.
Thank you, Leanne. Item 5, then, on tonight's agenda is the District Electoral Area, the DEA Forums report update. Michael, are you taking these in Janine's absence?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Chair, this is the standard multi-report with the action sheets attached from the DEA fora meetings. So we're asking councillors to note the report and agree the actions on the action sheets contained therein.
I thank Councillor Sharvin for his proposal. Can I have a seconder then that for the DEA forums reports? Thank you, Councillor O'Hare. Has anybody any comments to make? Oh, sorry, Councillor Hart. For second. Thank you, Councillor Hart, for second. That is any councillors any more comments to make? No. Okay. I'm going to move on then to item 6 then, which is the Community Coordination Hub update report, and that's back over to you then, Michael.
Yep. Thank you, Chair. Same again here, standard monthly report. Again, we're asking councillors to note the report and agree the actions and the action sheet attached.
Councillor Sharvin, you have a question.
Yeah, Chair. I don't know if Michael have the answer, but I see within the appendix that the request from the council, from the AHC committee to DSE around additional funding, given the capital shortfall, given how many successfully made the cut, but there wasn't enough money. So is that request now being given to DSC to seek if they have funding? And when would we expect to hear back from them to see if we can help these clubs that were successful but didn't rank as high in the scoring?
Thank you, Chair. I can't confirm for definite that it is with them. It was going to be raised directly with them. So I'm assuming that has been done. We would anticipate having a response for next month's meeting.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Michael. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Sharvin. Can I have a proposal and seconder then for item 6? Boxes going across. Councillor Sharvin, thank you. You can have a seconder then. I'll second that myself then, sir. Thank you. Item 7 then, I'm going to move on, is the DFC areas at risk funding for Bestbrook and Cross McLean. Michael, can I take in on that first? Thank you.
Sorry, Chair, I forgot to take myself off mute. This is Council's funding for this year of £24,000 per location to run community educational programmes. So We're asking the committee to agree to note that we've received letters of offer, $24,000 per location to run the educational programmes for residents across Wicklow.
I'm happy to propose that. Can I have a seconder for item 7 tonight? So she has. Yeah, I'm happy to second that. Thank you, Aoife. This is very slow here this evening. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. So item 8 then, I'm going to move on if nobody else has anything there. Item 8 is the Cross-Sector Sustainable Food Training Initiative, and that's over to Owen.
Thank you, Chair. We were successful in obtaining funding from both Department for Communities and the Soil Association to appoint a Sustainable Food Place Coordinator, and you'll see there's three papers now as to some works he's proposing. So the first one is about provision of a cross-sector sustainable food training initiative. So it would involve 5 seminars aimed at growers, producers, public sector, training development around business leadership, sustainable food, the social economy, food miles and strategic direction and procurement. We'd want to have, it would be in-person training and include expert talks. The timetable would allow one seminar per month till September, and then we'd hope to create a digital form afterwards. So we're just looking for approval to procure a provider to develop and deliver this training, and it's within existing resources.
Thank you, Owen, and thank you, Councillor McMurray, for making a proposal. Have we a seconder for item 8 tonight? Councillor Sharvin, you have a wee question?
Yeah, Chair. Owen, so great this happened, great money's there. How will those that are taking part in the training be identified? Is through the subcommittees, obviously community led, it says there, but will that reach out to everyone that, you know, advertise saying, would you be interested in this? It's just trying to understand how I would support someone and getting access to it.
Yeah, I don't know the detail. I suppose it's relatively limited what we're proposing. So part of the work will be to see how we best identify the most useful organisations, bodies that partake in it. So I can come back to you, Councillor, on that.
All right. Thanks, thanks, Chair.
Can I thank Ms. O'Hara for seconding the proposal this evening? Thank you. No more comments? Okay, I'm going to move on then, sir, to item 9, the feasibility study for a community social farm. Owen, that's over to you again.
Yes, thanks, Chair. Again, this is another project that's been proposed by the Sustainable Food Place Coordinator, and it's also asking permission to carry the feasibility study for development of a community social farm on council land, which may include outdoor classroom, outdoor kitchen, polytunnel, allotment space, a solar dome, potentially poultry farm. Obviously, further approval will be sought to seek funding to progress beyond an initial proposal. So, again, the funding's in place already within existing estimates. So, it's allowing us to procure a feasibility study for the development of this thing. I think there's an example, some of you may be aware, in Derry, in the Everington site, I think. It's like a mini Eden project. So, I think this is the sort of thing that we want to be looking into the feasibility of.
And thank you, Owen. Councillor McMurray, you like to propose it, and you also have a comment to make.
Yeah, Chair, no. To be fair, items 8, 9, 10 and 12 all sound really, really good and really, really encouraging, not least because certainly in Castle Welland within Sleep Croob, there's a real energy towards some of these in growing and social growing and all the rest of it, and also not least because I today was able to eat my first radish out of my vegetable plot as well. So again, fresh food out of the ground definitely tastes sweeter, there's no doubt about it. But I think we also have to be things like this are really good for helping community development, community associations, people that are interested in this link into the infrastructure that maybe we can provide. And again, this probably goes for all the items that we've already referenced. And again, I suppose just the thing as well is just to understand and again, for other councillors that maybe aren't into their growing, just really how therapeutic a growing is. I'm sure we've all been fairly stressed for the last while, and all I can say is if you're watching your tomatoes grow every morning, it's certainly something that helps me in the ground myself. So anyway, yes, Chair, happy to support this, happy to support probably every other 10 and 12 still to come. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Councillor Tinley, you have a wee question.
Chair, I'm happy to second the recommendation. I suppose Owen sort of touched on it there. Is this a fancy name for, or an other name for a community allotment? Just if we get some sort of detail as to what sort of area we're talking about, Owen, size-wise, because if this, I would be supportive of the pilot project, see how it goes, but in the event and the expectation that it is a success, I'm sure there's many areas throughout the district would benefit from these. There's no point in starting to list them now because I would be very keen to see what way this runs. But is this a community allotment type initiative, and what size of an area are we talking about? Thank you, Chair, and I'm happy to second that.
Just I think what we're looking at here is probably more ambitious than a community allotment. In this case, as I say, Rodney Sustainable Food Places Coordinator has been sharing information with me, which I'll get sent round to the committee members about what the proposal is for dairy, as I say, and it's probably more ambitious than a community allotment. Probably the next paper is maybe more in a off the scale of community allotments or community growing places. So I think this is what we're intending is this would be a more ambitious thing, and we would obviously have to seek further funding to allow it to be actually developed. So,
Councillor Sharman, you have a question?
Yeah, Chair, and I just imagine Councillor McMurray with his watering can every morning watching his tomatoes grow. I have shrubs, they're easier to maintain in my garden. But on this, Owen, I take it the funding that's there only enables one location being a pilot, because I can think of Strangford locally in my own area, you know, where the community association or resident association have veg and herbs being grown across the village and bring this together. The other question I have is, I take it there will need to be a council officer assigned to doing outdoor classroom educational sessions, or are we not at that stage yet of knowing what that would involve?
No, we're not at that stage of knowing what that's all this about. It's really looking at the feasibility of such a project at this stage.
Okay. All right. Thanks,
Councillor Sharvin. Councillor Hare.
Yes, thanks, Chair. Great scheme ahead of us, hopefully. But is it just mainly council land, or can it be little allotments? That's, for instance, now my own area in Hilltown now, which is, I think there's the next agenda is coming on number 12 now. The parish has got a wee bit of land from the church, you know. So
this would be a sort of a what's the word? It'd be a sort of a landmark project. I think possibly in item 10 on the agenda is maybe more suited to smaller we can grow projects that we're also looking at approval for later, rather than this individual case, which is a landmark thing for the council. So
right. So there's visions of it could be spread out a wee bit, Owen, is there?
Yes, with any of these things, yeah. Yeah.
That's great. Great. Thanks, Owen. Thanks, Chair.
No problem. Thank you. No other questions coming in there. Have we a proposer and seconder then? For any minute? Councillor McMurray and Councillor Tinley. Thank you. Yeah, thanks, Derek. Item 10 then on the agenda is Edible Landscapes We Can Grow pilot project. And looking at a proposer. Thank you, Councillor McMurray. And have we a seconder? Well, I second that, sir.
If you don't want me to talk about it at all, then no, that's grand.
we're all starving when Councillor McMurray started talking about his tomatoes. Councillor Sharp, you look in.
Just, Chair, if I could just say on this one, so is this, it's related to the other ones. So, proposed to issue a tender for plant delivery of raised beds to be located on shared land within community housing areas, 4 to 5 metres. Up square metres up for shared use. Up to 5 locations we supported the Bentonville community support and buy into the project. And then we look for expressive interest from communities and who can demonstrate the capacity to manage and maintain them, and the tender will include provision of professional support for the first growing season. So, again, it's the funding's in place for this. We have funding in place for this. So it's to agree to us procuring one or more contracts to plan and deliver up to 5 community projects with a 1 year, one season follow-up.
Thanks, Ed. Would there be any merit in contacting the like of the men sheds in the area for this? We can grow and let them know that, you know, there's maybe a wee pilot project going to happen, because they're good for they do it already. Do you know what I mean? But maybe we can enhance that a wee bit. There'll be an opportunity there for them.
Yeah, and just to let members know as well, the person we have, Rodney McBride, who's the coordinator, he's a great officer, and he'll be at the next Sustainability Climate Change Forum. He'll be attending to give a sort of fuller picture of all the type of work he's doing. So I think that's on the 19th of May, so he'll be attending then. So,
Councillor Sharman?
Yeah, Chair. I suppose my question is around 5 locations, so I'm going to use Caswell as an example. They're getting a social farm, so there's 6 DAs that won't have anything. Can we increase the 5 to 6 so then, you know, every DA in the council's getting one of these schemes?
Sure, yes, we could do that, yeah.
Yeah. I'm happy to propose that if that needs proposed, Chair, that to increase it to 6, so then every DA in the council's getting one of these programmes.
Sorry, I'm happy to second that. I hadn't got the speaker on, I don't think, as well. Thank you. We had a proposal there, didn't we, and Councillor McMurray and Councillor Sharvin has seconded that as well. Thank you. Item 11 then is a consultation on the temporary changes to emergency care services at Lagan Valley Hospital. Owen?
Thanks, Chair. As members can see, the South Eastern Trust has launched a public consultation about temporary changes to emergency care at Lagan Valley, moving to a phone first service. And they're wanting to consult us, so just looking for approval to return the attached consultation response, or if there's other comments that members might wish to add. It has to be in by Friday, so if there's any comments that we can add, we'll add them to the response.
Thank you, Owen. Have we any comments? Or does councillors want to email in, Owen, if they have any before Friday on item 11? Okay, can I have a proposer and seconder then for item 11? Well, I'll start it off. I'll propose. Thank you, Councillor Herr, for seconding. Item 12, then, I'm going to move on, is the funding request on social farms and gardens NI. Owen?
Thanks, Chair. Yeah, it's obviously work that's related to the previous papers I've talked about, but since 2019, we've been working with social farms and gardens in this area. We're just looking for approval to pay the annual subscription fee, and its provision's been made within the budget for it. So.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor McMurray, for your proposal. And you'd like to make a comment?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I'm very happy to propose this. Certainly anybody in and around the Castle Wellen area and the Dolmans particular group were able to reveal, as mentioned in there, about the lockdown gardening. I mean, they were very, very active in handing out compost seeds and just the sort of the sense of community spirit that it grew. No pun intended, regarding that. Happy to propose. It really is useful. I should also say as well, gardens are all therapeutic. You know, I'm very frustrated by leather jackets at the minute as well, which are infestations, so they aren't. But anyway, listen, great to see the gardening going on here. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Anne. Thank you, Councillor Herr, for... Oh, no, you have a question. Sorry, Jerry. You're on mute, Jerry.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Happy enough to second that now, just to press that the queue instead, but more than happy to second that, Graham.
Okay, thank you. Going to move where am I? Sorry. I am going to move into item 13, which is deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of 1 of the Schedule 6 of Local Government Act Northern Ireland. Could I have a poser and seconder to go to the committee, please? Thank you, Councillor Sharvin. Could I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Finnegan. Okay, councillors, whilst in closed session, it was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Sharvin and seconded by Councillor Lewis to approve the following recommendations on the financial system item 13, the appendix attached to officers' report, pre-letter of offer conditions to be met prior to the issue of a letter of offer issued, and officers to investigate potential of slippage funded to be made available. On item 14, the business case for Hilltown Car Park and the letter of offer, it was agreed on proposal of Councillor O'Hare and seconded by Councillor Tinley to approve the following recommendations. Accept the business case for the external works at Hilltown Community Centre, including the associated professional fees. Determine whether potential scheme can be funded for capital underspend within the 23-23 financial year or include for consideration in the 23-24 rate estimates. If suitable funding is secured, proceed with the procurement of a suitably qualified design team and contractor to carry out the necessary works. Item 15, Down High School, lights and 3G pitch. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by myself, to approve the following recommendations. To progress the planning application for enhanced sports facilities at Down High School as per 2.1 of the officer's report, and to approve a budget spend as outlined in section 4.1 of the officer's report. Item 16, the Donnet Park overflow car park. It was agreed by on the proposal of Councillor McAvoy, seconded by Councillor Casey, to approve the following recommendations. To commence the Donnet Park overflow car park capital project as per the budget outlined in 4.1 of the officer's report. The approval of the Donnet Park overflow car park business cases as per Appendix 3 of the officer's report, and agree for the work to commence immediately and prior to the ratification of this report due to seasonal car parking pressures in July and August. Councillors, item 17, 18, 19 and 20 are all for noting. Can I have a proposer and seconder for all four, and then I'll take in councillors individually if they have any comments to make. Thank you, Councillor Tinney, for the proposal, and Councillor Hart, thank you for seconding. Have any councillors any questions on item 17, 18, 19 or 20?
Item 19, Chair, please.
Go on ahead, Councillor Tinley.
Thank you. Listen, Karen, yesterday, I believe, was the second day of operation of the Ukraine Welcome Centre. So I just want a very brief update from Michael as to how yesterday went in contrast and comparison to last Tuesday. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Michael.
Thank you, Chair. The Councillor's quite right. This is the second week we've been running it. The first week we put 9 families through, 25 individuals, I think it was, took us all day. But it was the first time we'd done it. The space that we had allocated wasn't quite big enough, and I give this update to SPNR. And we, for yesterday, opened up the four-court hall. We opened up additional space. We've taken over a larger chunk of the centre, unfortunately, which means some disruption to our users, but hopefully they will understand why that is, and we've been able to allocate them different days, so hopefully they'll bear with us while this is running. In terms of how it ran yesterday, a big improvement on the previous week. Having said that, I'd just like to say that the previous week was a great success. There was great emotions all around, as I said, at SPNR, but the families there, some of them being reunited with friends and all who they thought they wouldn't see again for quite some time, were quite emotional, very thankful, and we were able to get them processed. We had some IT issues, or rather our statutory agencies that were there, some 7 or 8 agencies are there, and we have legal assistance to try and ensure that they get their immigration status sorted out so as they can stay here. Most of the families need that at this stage. And we have that on hand. The Home Office were to be there as well. I'm not quite sure if they were actually there yesterday, but they were to be there yesterday. Yesterday went much better. We had three members of our IT team there to support them. We had various meetings during the last week with the IT departments of the various agencies that were there to see what their requirements were. And as much as we could within our security systems, we tried to accommodate that. So that went much better. The speed with which we were able to process families through that, I know that just sounds like a terrible phrase, but we're assisting them obviously with their immigration status. We're assisting them with housing. We're if they need it, we're assisting them with schools, with doctors. We're assisting them with any other assistance financially that they may need through Citizen Advice. Red Cross is there. There are a multitude of agencies, so we're giving them great assistance. So I don't want processing to sound like a harsh phrase. That's not the way we're doing it at all. The families are very, very grateful for the work of our staff and our agencies, and I'd just like to say our staff have really worked tirelessly to make this happen. And quite a number of them were in, obviously, on a bank holiday as well, which shows their commitment. These people need our help. They're obviously leaving a terrible situation at home. We hope they all get back to it. So it's been great work by our staff, and yeah, it's going much better. The additional space helped, and the IT upgrades have helped as well.
That, Michael, and I know it's not an easy time for anybody, and watching footage on TV and then virtually and then seeing the families arrive, and the hand of friendship from our community had extended to them, and it's great. And I just hope that their journey here is a successful one, and that, you know, and to our staff as well. It's an emotional time when they're trying to sort people out on the language barrier and all of that. And as you said, that there was people reunited with their friends here in Uri, and that's a lovely story, but an emotional one as well. So well done to all the staff and helping those on their journey and their new chapter here. Councillors, that concludes tonight's meeting. No other councillors have indicated to speak. So I tried to aim for 7 o'clock and it was 2 minutes past. So there you go. Thanks very much, councillors, for attending tonight. Safe home and God bless.
Thank you.